For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One of our favorite guests here as we get ready for football, Sean Merriman, joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And Sean Merriman is on courtesy of BetOnline and BetOnline.ag.
Sean, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing all right here. As a player, what? Because we're debating about the magnitude of this game. It's a 4:30 kickoff. The Cowboys in town. Tom Brady's NFL debut as a regular season broadcaster in the booth. So, as a player, what said big game to you more? Was it those things, all the pomp and circumstance of the game, or the stakes involved in that game, divisional game, conference game, who you played, that kind of thing?
You know, to be honest, it's really the off-season talk, right? And, you know, who's going to be good, who's not going to be good, and then you get a chance to go out there and prove it. Now, you know, you're looking at the Cowboys, man, they got so much turmoil. They got so much going on in that locker room and organization. And, you know, if you're Cleveland, if you're Brown, you want to take advantage. I mean, you want to, you know, catch them on their heels. If they got problems in the locker room or if they trying to figure things out inside, you want to 100% try to go and exploit that. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that, especially when it's made such a public matter.
For week one, who do you want as a Browns fan to look more impressive, the offense or the defense?
You want the offense, man, because I think the defense will figure their way out along the season. You can change some schemes up and doing some things, but when you're coming out, you're not scoring points in this day and age. It's a telling sign, man. And I don't think it's going to get better during the season, but, you know, Deshaun has to, you know, he has to play better. They got to find a way to, establish that run game again now that, you know, Nick Chubb has went down and he's hurt. So they got a lot of things to figure out on the offense side of the ball, man. So you're okay if the defense, you know, you have a blown coverage or something, or a guy's not getting after the quarterback enough. You can go and adjust those things. But it's really hard to adjust a team that don't have the capability of putting up points.
Sean, the AFC North once again appears loaded. How many wins takes the division for the Browns, for anybody?
Oh, man, it's going to be one of those things where you're going to see a 8 or 9 win, you know, team getting to the playoffs, I think, or, you know, 10 wins. But I don't think there's anybody this year that's dominant. And that's really the key, where you got to go out and gut some of those close games out. I don't see anybody really that dominant right now in the division. I think it's evenly matched across the board.
So that means, I'm assuming then, you think there's going to be a step back from the Ravens. They lost a lot of pieces this offseason. They did add Derrick Henry, but you lose your defensive coordinator, you lose your Jadeveon Clowney, a lot of defensive players. That means you're thinking some sort of step back is there.
And this is not a shot at Lamar. I think the world of Lamar. I think that adding Derrick Henry, that rushing attack is going to be good. I think the world of Flowers. But, man, people don't understand, you know, a guy like McDonald, their defense coordinator to the left, what that does to a team. We've seen it happen with Philly, you know, when their defensive coordinator, their staff kind of, disintegrated and went all the other places. They wasn't the same team. And so you hate to put Lamar Jackson in a situation where they got to go put up 28-plus points a game and go and win. And don't get me wrong, they still got Smith, which, you know, outstanding, still got my former pass rushing coach during the offseason, the Chuck Smith, I still think they got some key guys up front. But they're going to have to do a lot of figuring out now that the defense coordinator is gone.
Sean, what do you see as the ceiling and floor for win totals for the Browns this year?
You know, I think they win more than – I think they win 8-plus. I mean, I don't –
I need you to ramp that up a little bit. I hear 9 or 10 or more.
Might have been 11.
I you could say 9 games, but he's really going to come down to Deshaun. And I know he's banged up again, and you know he's been out a little bit. Last year was pretty much banged up, and a lot is going to fall on his shoulders this year. And they're only going to go as far as he can go. I'm hoping the best for him, because I hate to see guys go out and get paid, get all this money, and they'll really pan out. And that kind of be the stigma, the dark cloud to stick with you for so long. I hope the best for him, man. But this is a make or break year for him. And I don't see him being there too much longer if he don't pull it together and get back on the field and just start to make some things happen.
But where does your hesitancy with Deshaun lie?
More so injury, one, and staying on the field. I think it's nothing against his ability. We know what he can do when he's on the field and he's healthy. But it's really his capabilities of staying on the field. And I said the same thing about Tua a couple years ago. I said, man, Tua, if he didn't stay on the field, he'll be a guy that just never really get over the hump. Deshaun is in that category, man, where he has to find a way to stay on the field because, he is in the division where Lamar Jackson's there. And at some point in time, I believe Justin Fields is going to be the starter. Russell's going to get benched, I think, by week three or four. So if you really look at it, it's really they're really only going to go as far as Deshaun, and that defense is going to go out and play stellar. We know what they can do on the defense side of the ball, but it's really hard to win in this day and age if your quarterback play is not well.
Former NFL pass rusher Sean Merriman on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And Sean is courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for all the lines and odds for this week's football action.
All right, I got to jam you up here. Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, who are you starting a defense with?
Oh, my God. Is it the Micah Parsons that was under Dan Quinn last year, or are we talking about Zimmerman? Because that's a big difference. It's so hard to go against Myles Garrett because he's so dominant, and I think that they do the opposite. And I'll give you one playing example last year, and I'm sure you guys remember when he was kind of basketball dribbling right down the center and ended up blitzing. When you got a guy
against Burrow,
when you got a guy that can do that mentally and physically against other grown men, and it's almost in a way that he's so confident in his ability that he can toy around with a lot of guys. And one thing that I said this early on in his career, I didn't think that his motor was always on. I thought he went out, made some great plays, showed some flashes, and disappeared for a series or two. That motor is cranking now. That has been a difference, man. And Mike is my favorite player, but I gotta go with Miles, man. I don't think you can go against him. I really don't.
Let me ask you about Miles, because obviously, defensive player of the year last year, though. He's great, as we talked about and established. But in September, I looked this up the other day. September, he's got 26.5 career sacks. October, he's got 31 career sacks. November, he's got 14. December, he's got 13.5. January, 3.5. What happens there where it seems like the later on in the season, is it just wear and tear? What's going on there with Miles where he's not as explosive as he is in September and October?
I think those numbers can sometimes get tricky, and I think that people should go back and look at the play calling. The later it gets on in the season, who's the last person you want to run to? You get what I'm saying? Like, who's the last person that you want to run a play against? You're going to double-team him, run counters away, fan protection, chip off the edge, and so you're forcing other guys to go make the plays, and that's been a problem for them in the past. You need somebody on the opposite side of the ball that is capable of consistently winning that one-on-one battle. Sometimes they struggle there. So you get later on in the season, the last person you want making a play is Myles Garrett, so you don't run to him. You don't stay up with him. You get rid of the ball quick. You chip off the edge. You fan protect. You slide. Those are the things you stay away from the best defensive player in the game.
Sean, I know you're still part of Charger Nation. We saw the hype video for the Charger season. But is there any part of you that wants to see the Chiefs pull off the three straight Super Bowl wins, which would be the first time we've ever seen that in NFL history?
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Three.
Not at all. Look, I'm saying this out of spite, right? I think the Patriots and Tom Brady, they had a two-decade run that that was just it's so hard to do. And the fact that Patrick Mahomes is even on the cusp of being in the conversation of the GOAT conversation is pretty spectacular in itself. But it's so different, man. It's so different this day and age where football has changed a little bit. The coaching staff, guys are not staying with the same team. I mean, Tom Brady was there 20 years or so. Bill Belichick, they had a good group. And so as long as Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid is there, they have an opportunity. But it's so hard in this day and age, man, to have a three-peat. And then, two, they're going to get everybody's best shot week in and week out because that three-peat is going to be bulletin board material in everybody's locker room.
Let me ask you, going back to the Browns a little bit, I want to use Jim Harbaugh as the launching point, though. Do you see any similarities in the time you've been around Harbaugh with maybe anything that you see with Stefanski, or is it just apples and bowling balls and just they're not even close?
No, Stefanski, people don't give him a credit enough of what he did when guys went down and got injured. I mean, for them to go out and still compete and win football games with the amount of injuries starting and Nick Chubb getting hurt early during the year, but if you look at the DBs and the offensive line, those guys were depleted. There's no way in hell, in my opinion, they should have won as many games as they have, but that was coaching. They found a way to replace guys, get guys in the game, and still got to win football games. And people do not talk about it enough, the record-setting injuries that they had on that team to be able to go out and win football games. So if there are some similarities, it's really the motivation of finding ways to win. There's a lot of that in Jim Harbaugh.
All right, Sean, give me your boldest prediction that you have for this season coming into the year.
Look, we just talked about the Chiefs. I think that it's going to be a rough spot for them coming out of that division with the Chargers there. And then I know the Chargers are not talked about enough because of the season they had last year and the bad coaching and leadership and you know, the Raiders last year putting up 60-plus points on them. So people are not really that high in them. But they're prone to be a very, very physical team, which is going to be a problem for the Chiefs. But with that being said, I don't want to be disrespectful to the Chiefs. You got to put them up there until somebody knocked them off. I think on the NFC side, San Francisco is still the best team in the NFC. But there's going to be a dark horse that no one's talking about. I think like an Atlanta Falcons or somebody in that NFC is going to creep in there that no one's talking about that might actually have a chance to go all the way.
Sean, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time, and enjoy the return of football tonight.
You got it. Make sure you guys download Lifestyle Sports TV. It's my new free ad-supported all-sports streaming service available on every major smart TV, your Rokus, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, iOS, Android. Make sure you guys download Lifestyle Sports TV. We've got a huge fight tomorrow on it live.
Love to hear it. Love to hear the success. Be well, bud.
Thank you.
Sean Merriman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
And Sean was courtesy of BetOnline, betonline.ag. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.